Few things in life are more difficult than moving. Maybe you've had the experience. In fact, you might be in the midst of the experience of packing and organizing and getting ready to move. I understand that 20% of the population of the United States moves every year. And it's not an easy thing to do, especially when you get older. I may be speaking to someone right now who's saying, well, Pastor Wiersbe, you have really hit the nail on the head. I'm having to relocate, and I'm not too happy about it. Then you'll be interested in what happened to Jacob and how God said to him, fear not. Genesis chapter 46. Jacob has now discovered that Joseph is alive, and Joseph wants him to come down to Egypt. Now, Jacob's an old man, 130 years old, in fact. And he's been through many, many trials these past years. All this while, he thought Joseph was dead. And his sons, Jacob's sons, had been so unkind to their father by lying and deceiving. And now the invitation comes to go to Egypt. Jacob is in Hebron, and he starts on his journey to Egypt, and he travels about 50 miles, and he gets to Beersheba. Now, Beersheba was a very holy place filled with sacred memories because Abraham and Isaac had been involved in Beersheba, the well of the oath. Genesis chapter 46 tells us the story. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. And I will go down with thee into Egypt. And I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. That's a marvelous statement. Fear not to go down into Egypt. Now, why would Jacob be afraid? Well, for one thing, he was an old man. You don't pick up somebody 130 years old and just transport them somewhere. It's difficult for them, and new locations bring new demands and new problems. In my pastoral ministry, I've often had to minister to people who were being relocated. They had to move into maybe a rest home or a retirement home, or perhaps move in with a relative, and it was difficult. And then Jacob knew that Egypt was a problem. Abraham had gone down to Egypt and gotten into trouble. Isaac had started for Egypt, and God stopped him. And Jacob was not quite sure, would it be safe for me down in Egypt? Well, God relieved his fears by sharing with him a number of reminders. Now, when you're afraid about moving, when you're relocating, you just turn to Genesis 46 and listen to what God says, and you get these reminders to encourage you. First of all, God reminded Jacob of the past. He said, I am God, the God of thy father. Now, we've talked about this in previous studies, but I'm going to underscore it again. God cares for each generation. Some years ago when I was pastoring in Chicago, someone mailed me a little poem, and it helped me a great deal. Let me share it with you. I don't even know who wrote the poem. Yesterday, God helped me. Today, he'll do the same. How long will this continue? Forever. Praise his name. You want to remember that when you're a little bit afraid and you're wondering about the future. You see, it's wrong to look back with regret. Oh, Jacob could have done that. Jacob could have looked back to that day when he deceived his father and he deceived his brother, when he played the fool. Then he ran away from home and he got into trouble with his father-in-law, and he ended up with two wives, and then two more handmaidens became his wives, and oh, Jacob could look back upon years and years of difficulty and regret. And God says, don't you do it. When you look back, just remember, I am God, the God of thy father. It is right to look back and see all that God has done for you. That's good. The book of Deuteronomy, in fact, underscores this. At least 17 times in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses says, now you remember, you remember. When you get into this new land, a land that's filled with milk and honey, and you have all these blessings, remember now what I have done for you. The feasts that God established for Israel were feasts of remembrance. to remember that they were delivered from the land of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb, to remember that they were pilgrims and strangers in the land, and to remember the bondage of that land. The feasts were a reminder that they had wandered through the wilderness and God had cared for them. They'd lived in booths. He says to Jacob, "Oh, Jacob, I want to remind you of the past. I'm the God of your father." Secondly, he reminded him of God's purpose. He said, "Now, Jacob, you aren't going through all of this for no reason at all. Fear not to go down into Egypt." That's a strange place for a Jewish man to go, because Egypt was to be the place of bondage. Egypt got to Abraham into trouble, but he said, "I will make there of thee a great nation." You see, God had a purpose in mind. Now, God had told Abraham that he would make of him a great nation and he would multiply his seed. When Abraham left his father, God reassured him and said, "Now, Abraham, I'm going to make of you a great nation. I'm going to bless you, and you're going to be a blessing." Then you remember in Genesis 13 when Abraham had that problem with Lot, and then Lot left him. Abraham was discouraged, I'm sure, and God said, "Now, Abraham, don't be discouraged. I'm going to make a great nation out of you." When the Lord Jesus Christ and those angels came down to visit Abraham and Sarah, recorded there in Genesis 18, the Lord said to Abraham, "Now you're going to become a great nation. I'm going to bless you." Over and over again, God had said to Abraham and repeated it to Isaac, and now he repeats it to Jacob, "I will make you a great nation." Now, where did he do this? In Egypt. How did he do it? In the furnace of suffering. Isn't that amazing? God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees, away from his false gods and his idolatry. God called him to the land of Canaan, and there God taught Abraham, and God tested Abraham. And God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15 that his descendants would go down into another nation, the nation of Egypt, and that there would be that smoking furnace, there would be that affliction. Genesis 15:13, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a sojourner, a stranger, in a land that is not theirs," now it's Egypt, "and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance." Now, you can be sure that Jacob knew about that promise. That promise had been handed down from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. Then why was Jacob concerned about going to Egypt? He wanted God to assure him personally. It's one thing to have the promise in the Bible. It's something else for the Spirit of God to take that promise and apply it to you personally. "Fear not, Jacob." God reminded him of the past. "I'm the God of thy father." He reminded him of his purpose. "I'm going to make of you a great nation." Now, I don't know why God is moving you. I have no idea. But I know this, he has a purpose behind it. And all things still work together for good. In my ministry, I've encountered people who were greatly discouraged and disappointed when they had to move. Perhaps a wife who was so happy in the neighborhood, a family so happy in the church, and then the company says to Dad, "You have to move." And so they have to move. Oh, why did this happen? Oh, afterward, they've looked back and said, "What a blessing this was." I know in my own life this has been true. When I went from Covington, Kentucky, Calvary Baptist Church, to the Moody Church in Chicago, oh my, what a change it was for me and my family. I think my children were very upset with me those first few months, but now we look back and we can see what God did. Two of our children found their Christian mates there in that Chicago area, and what a blessing this is. And God led in so many ways, I just couldn't begin to tell you. And so I'm saying to you just now, if you have to move, if you're going off to somewhere else, God says to you, don't be afraid. He'll remind you of the past. He's guided you in the past. He has a purpose. Now, as a third reminder, he reminded Jacob of his presence. "I will go down with thee into Egypt." You see, there's nowhere you can go where God is not. You remember when Joseph was sold into Egypt? Several times there in Genesis 39 it says, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and Potiphar saw that the Lord was with Joseph, and God was with Joseph." God had made a promise to Jacob many years before, when Jacob was at Beth-El. Remember that? Jacob ran away from home. He was running away from his brother who wanted to kill him. And he met God at Beth-El. And God made a promise to him, Genesis 28:15. Listen to it now. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places to which thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Genesis 28:15. Jacob remembered that promise, and God reaffirmed it. I will go down with thee into Egypt. I don't know where you're having to go, but wherever you go, if Jesus Christ is your Savior, God is with you. In fact, whenever we walk through that valley, God is with us, isn't he? We don't have to be afraid. The God of the past is the God of the present. This God has purposes for us, and God's presence will go with us. Now, there's a fourth reminder that God gave to Jacob as this old man headed for Egypt. He reminded him of God's promise. And I will surely bring thee up again. Now, he had promised that to Abraham, you'll remember, in Genesis 15:16. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Now, I think that this promise, I will surely bring thee up again, has a dual application. It certainly applies to Jacob personally. When Jacob died, they did bring him back to the land. Joseph did close his father's eyes in death, in tenderness and love. You know, that was the privilege of the nearest relative. There was just no question about which of these boys was closest to Jacob's heart. When Jacob died and they brought him back to the land, God kept his promise. But there's something more here. God is saying, Jacob, don't be afraid for your descendants. Do you worry about your family? Sometimes you do. You worry about your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. You pray for them. That's a good thing. You do that. Jacob certainly prayed for his family. But God gave Jacob a promise. He said, now the nation of Israel will be delivered out of Egypt. Don't you be afraid for their future. They're going to go through suffering. They're going to go through the furnace of affliction. It's not going to break them. It's going to make them. He reminded Jacob of God's promise. I will bring you up again. You know, we have that promise. God is going to see the whole program through. God's not going to abandon us. He is going to achieve what he starts out to do. Philippians chapter 1, the same God who began a good work will perform it, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So, we don't have to be afraid when it comes to moving. Whether it's moving to a new address, whether it's moving to a new city, even a new country. I might be talking to a missionary now who's going to be uprooted and moved to another country. Well, you don't have to be afraid. God is the God of the past. He's been with you up till now. He'll always be with you. God has his purposes. You don't understand them. I don't understand them, but God does. That's all that counts. And after all, we don't live on explanations. We live on promises. God will remind you of his presence. He's going with you wherever you go, and God's promise is, I'll bring you up. I will finish the work that I have started. And he reveals all of this a step at a time. And so pause, my friend, to offer that sacrifice. Stop at Beersheba. Put up your altar and talk to God. Let God talk to you, and he'll say, fear not, don't be afraid. I am God. I will see you through.